GPS receivers, German Shepherd dogs, canes. These can be guides. But today, we're your guides. Your guides to the latest Silverlight information released at the MIX 08 conference. Stay tuned. The hottest news about Silverlight is just around the corner.
Hi, I'm Eric Mork.
And I'm Monica Mork. Welcome to the Sparkling Client podcast, recorded March 13th, 2008. Sparkling Client is a podcast about Silverlight and other web client technologies. It's meant for developers and designers who are interested in making the next generation of great-looking web applications. Here's how it works. You give us 15 minutes of your time, and we give you the tools to build amazing web clients. For more information and show notes, see sparklingclient.com. Also, please consider leaving us feedback at the site. We're always looking for ways to make the show better. Warning, we're talking about beta software. Some details may change by the time this software is released. This week, we're doing a show in three parts. Part 1, your guide to the MIX 08 keynote, where we give you a tour of the hottest developments in Silverlight. Part 2, your guide to the MIX 08 sessions, where we cover the important sessions that teach you the most about programming in Silverlight. And part 3, your guide to the Silverlight 2 information. The good Silverlight information is out there, but it isn't always easy to find, and we're here to help. Before we jump into the keynote, Eric, what was MIX like?
Well, it was pretty amazing. That was also my first time in Vegas, and so the lights, the size of the buildings, it was all kind of mind-blowing. And then on top of that, at the MIX 08 conference, we had some amazing, amazing news. For one thing, what we suspected has come true. Silverlight 2, Beta 1, is released. So you can download the bits, you can work with Silverlight, you can make these great applications, and you can do it all today. So that's very, very good news.
Now, it's not commercial, is that right?
So there is a Go Live license, so you can actually ship these websites, but it's a non-commercial license. But the sense is they're moving quickly, very quickly, towards more advanced versions of Silverlight. At the conference itself, a lot of really interesting people, a lot of really interesting news, and that's a great combination. For instance, John Lamb ran into us right as we were waiting at the bottom of the escalators on the first day. So pretty nice to see him again, and we had a great conversation about dynamic languages. Unfortunately, I didn't have my recorder with me, and I carried recorder with me the rest of the conference and got some great interviews and feedback as we were getting this new information. So some exciting stuff there.
How did we do with our predictions?
So last week, we made the prediction about Scott Guthrie's blog post. He had a screenshot from Blint. Now, this was pre-MIX. This was before MIX. And we saw on his screenshot of Blint a multi-scale image control. We hypothesized that that might be a Sea Dragon control. Turns out, we were right. It was related to the Microsoft Sea Dragon project, which they're now calling Deep Zoom. This idea that you can take an image and you can zoom very, very, very far down into the image and get the information you need so that you don't have to download the entire information for the image, but just the pieces that you're looking at. So you look at this very large image, you can see it, and it has high detail. You zoom in, it has high detail. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we talk about the keynote, but I got to tell you, we got the prediction right. We didn't convey how cool it was going to be. It was really a headliner at MIX.
Yeah, I saw some of the footage, and it was amazing.
In fact, after MIX, we were at Boise at the Code Camp, and Scott Hansman was there also. And we were futzing around on his laptop with the Deep Zoom technology. The bartender saw us. He saw Deep Zoom. He instantly got it. He was excited by it and started asking Scott questions about it. And Scott wound up talking to him for a good part of the evening about Deep Zoom and presumably other Silverlight trivia. So pretty exciting visual stuff.
Let's go on to part one, our guide to the MIX 08 keynote. So what were the highlights of the keynote?
The keynote, the one we're going to be talking about today, is the keynote one. This is the one with Scott Guthrie and Ray Ozzie and assorted other people. So it has a bunch of the highlights of what's being released and what's announced. So we're going to go over that. Now, if you're interested, you can follow along. You can actually watch this in Silverlight. And for the rest of the sessions in MIX 08, you can also watch them online in Silverlight. You can download them in Windows Media Format. And for many of them, you can even download the PowerPoints. Now, you're going to do that at the MIX 08 site which is shrinkster.com/VYB. And you'll be able to find all of this session information and follow along. And we'll give you some time markings to indicate where we think the important stuff is happening. The first stuff that I thought was interesting was the media stuff. This happens about 54 minutes into the keynote presentation. It has to do with adaptive streaming. Adaptive streaming is this idea that we can tailor the bandwidth requirements of a client. We can probe those bandwidth requirements, and then we can tailor the stream to the user's bandwidth requirement. So it's this cool idea. Now, a lot of times when you go to download a movie trailer, you're forced to say, you know, what kind of a connection you have. Is it DSL or what kind of a broadband connection? A lot of times we don't know what our connection is, and a lot of times when we're at someplace like a hotel, we have no idea what's actually backing the connection. So this adaptive streaming will stream Silverlight videos to you, but it will also probe your connection, find out how fat a pipe you have, and then adjust the media stream accordingly. So you might have a lower resolution image, and then it can even do it. The adaptive part is it's interactive, so it might step down for a while while you have a low amount of bandwidth, and then it might step back up. Some pretty cool stuff, and I think it could be pretty useful. In addition, there is the IIS 7 Media Pack. So if you have Vista or Windows Server 2008, you can use the IIS 7, and you can go into the IIS 7 configuration utility, and you can specify a lot of different things per file type about files that are being downloaded. One of the coolest things is that you can specify how much ahead of the user do you want to stay for videos. A lot of times right now, people, when they go to YouTube or whatever, they download videos, they watch the videos, or they press the play button, they get this burst of information coming down, and they wind up closing it for whatever reason. Well, you as the video provider have paid for that, right? That right. Download. Mm-hmm. So with the media pack, you're able to specify how much ahead of the user you want to stay. So you could say buffer up to 10 seconds ahead of the user, and so you can stay that far ahead. And, you know, there are statistics as to how much bandwidth is thrown away that way. So, you know, I think useful stuff, maybe not the most exciting stuff, but for bandwidth providers, I think it's going to be pretty big. Now, what was the next thing you noticed in the keynote?
Well, at 1:17, there was the whole section on sports. NBC.com is hosting the Olympics live using Silverlight, and they had some great footage of, they use last year's clips, obviously, since they don't know what's going to happen this year, but being able to watch the Olympics live or picture in picture, just pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was really struck by that. And they had this idea of bringing data down so that you're watching the Olympics and then you have all this information at your fingertips, information about the sports. You could find out things you may not know about that particular sport. You could rewind. So if you miss a play, you can select, and there's little pieces of text that tell you what happened in the previous play. So you can select those and watch previous plays.
Yeah, I love that part where you could say, oh, I want to see the slam dunk I missed or whatever. And it specifically says, you know, so-and-so slam dunk.
Right, yeah. And the example was the LeBron James slam dunk. And I think that stuff is going to be huge. I mean, it takes watching sports to an entirely new level, this ability to rewind plays. So, and then there were alerts about other sports, and then there are multiple views. So at one point they had four different views of a track event going on. So I think that'll be cool. Then the next thing I noticed was at 1:35, they brought up the AOL mail client. Now the NBC Olympic stuff is huge, and a lot of people are going to download it, but it's not the stuff that I'm most excited about. The stuff I'm most excited about is this idea that we can have these complex applications on the web that look like desktop applications. So the AOL mail client is actually, right now it's a DHTML, so it's a JavaScript application. They rewrote it in Silverlight in some crazy small amount of time. I don't remember what it was, but so they rewrote it in Silverlight, and it's very fast. They take advantage of local caching, isolated storage, and these things, and they make it very, very fast. And then what was your next one?
Well, the next one's my favorite. It's at 1:41. It's the whole section on Deep Zoom, and they had some great visuals. They used the Hard Rock Cafe site where they just showed pictures of all the memorabilia And they just zoomed in so deeply, but so quickly too. And I don't know, what else would you say about it?
Well, I thought it was just, it's very visually striking. It's going to be hard to convey over an audio podcast. So if you want to see it, go to hardrock.com. It's up, it's live, so you can see it today. So I think that's pretty cool. There were other good things, and I should say, you know, Mix isn't just about Silverlight. A lot of it was about Silverlight, but there are other things, you know, IE8, and they have these things called web slices, and you should watch the whole keynote just to get a sense of it. And we'll be skipping those things, but there's a lot of other stuff. So shaders in WPF, so actually offloading WPF processing to the graphics card was one thing that struck me. And I can't help but wonder if that's going to come out in Silverlight someday, which would be very interesting. No official word, of course, but I thought that was an intriguing possibility. The last thing I want to mention, it starts at 2 hours and 13 minutes, and that is the Silverlight on Windows Mobile. Now, this is very cool. There's a demo called Mixer on a Windows Mobile device. You need to watch it to see it. It's a social networking sort of application. Very interactive. Now, the version that's out, it's in preview, and the preview version that's out is for Silverlight 1. You don't get the programming model yet, but eventually, the announcement was, eventually, they're going to put Silverlight 2 on mobile devices, and I think that'll really change how we program mobile devices, because all of a sudden we're going to be able to use the, you know, the CLR and all the advanced language constructs on web clients, but also on these mobile devices.
Well, I believe they also demoed it on a Nokia device also, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. They had a Weatherbug demo on a Nokia device, which was very impressive and also exciting.
Cool. Okay, let's move on to part two, your guide to the Mix 08 sessions. So Eric, what would you say were the important sessions in terms of Silverlight?
Well, I have a short list here. Now, what you're going to need to do to view these is to go to the Mix sessions at shrinkster.com/VYB. And then I'll give you the course numbers for the interesting ones. If you're interested in this, you could jot these down, or you can go to sparklingclient.com where we have them listed. Find them, look them up, and watch them. They're worthwhile. The first one is Mike Harsh and Joe Stegman's overview of writing an application in Silverlight 2. And they just do a really good job. You know, this is a two-parter. They do a great job of showing you beginning to end how to write a Silverlight 2 application. And they do some, as I recall, some skinning and network access. So for a good introduction, I would recommend CT01 and CT02. Those are both parts of the Mike Harsh and Joe Stegman talk. The next one I would recommend is Integrating Media in Silverlight Applications. I think this one's going to be pretty useful. BCT05. The next one is Creating Rich Dynamic User Interfaces with Silverlight 2 Controls. T20. And that's all about creating user controls and skinning and, you know, overriding the visual parts of controls. It is going to be a huge part of Silverlight. The next one is Lighting Up Your Ajax Applications with Silverlight. T10. So if you already have an Ajax application, this one would be a good one to take a look at. How can Silverlight complement Ajax? The next one is encoding video for Microsoft Silverlight. If you're interested in actually doing the video encoding, there's some new tools, there's some new things to know. BCT07. And then finally, working with data and web services in Microsoft Silverlight 2. And that's at T13. This one's very useful if you're going to be using web services from Silverlight. You want to hit this one.
Okay, great. Thanks, Eric. And let's move on to part three, your guide to the Silverlight 2 information.
Now, there's a lot of information out there, and I just want to give sort of this sense of the information that's out there, how to go at it, and how to find this information. So, you can come to our show notes at sparklingclient.com, and you can find all these links there, or I have the Shrinkster versions if you want to jot them down. The first one is, If you want to go to a site, I mean, what's the first one you're going to go to?
Silverlight.net.
Right.
Hands down.
And they have a lot of good information, hands-on labs, how to get started, those sorts of things. Oh, and also a list of tools. Just go to Silverlight.net. I don't even have the Shrinkster version here. Just go to Silverlight.net. They'll get you started. The next one is a great blog post with all kinds of Silverlight information. It was put up by Adam Kenny, who we actually have an interview with, we'll talk about in a minute. But Adam Kinney has this great post, just sort of a list of the new information out. And it's a very concise, it's a very useful guide to how to get caught up with this stuff. And that's at shrinkster.com/VYM. Now also, and we should have mentioned this site before, but if you're interested in the cream of the crop of Silverlight information, there is this website you have to view. It's at shrinkster.com/VY9. And it's the WinApps blog run by Dave Campbell, who I actually met at the Mix conference. He's a very interesting guy, and he collects all of the newest information about Silverlight and posts it on his blog. So if you want to subscribe to the latest information about Silverlight, subscribe here, and I will guarantee that you will not miss the newest Silverlight information. So a great resource there. And then there's this whole collection of information about Silverlight 2 that's coming out. And here are just some interesting points, some interesting data points I want to give you. So if you want to see some great looking control skins, and I got to tell you, these made my jaw drop. They give you a sense of what good Silverlight applications are going to look like in the future. You can find that at shrinkster.com/VYG. And those will blow your mind. The next thing I want to mention is that there is this thing called the code trip. So some programmers are wandering around in a bus programming. And we actually saw them at the Boise Code Camp. They left for Mix, and then we saw them in Boise. They are doing some great stuff. They have a lot of Silverlight and related information. You can find them at shrinkster.com/VYD. And I highly recommend them also.
They're touring all over the Western United States, so they may even be stopping in your city.
They might. And go to this link, and you will see the location of their bus as transmitted from their GPS. So I thought that was pretty cool. The next thing is there's a visual graph of the Silverlight control hierarchy, shrinkster.com/VYE, to give you a nice sort of sense of how the Silverlight controls fit together. Now, the file open dialog, which we've talked briefly about, there's this ability to capture streams of information on the client side. So the user, this dialog appears, and the user can select a file, and you can access that stream of information on the client side. It's going to be very useful. And that's at shrinkster.com/VYF. And the last one is just sort of a very interesting idea. There's a physics engine. We can program a lot of stuff on the client, make these complicated applications, right? Well, this person has made a physics engine in Silverlight 2.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And you can see it at shrinkster.com/VYI. So very recommended. And I think it's just sort of an example of the sort of imaginative and creative stuff we're going to see in the future.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of information. We tried to condense 3 days into about 15 minutes. So I do recommend that you go browse through some of the links and listen to some of the sessions. They're really good. So Eric, what's coming up next on the Sparkling Client podcast?
Well, and we've talked a little bit about this. We're going to have interviews. At Mix, we were able to interview some of the cream of the crop of Silverlight folks. So we have some interviews with people like Jesse Liberty, who runs Silverlight.net, Adam Kenny, who is a product evangelist for Silverlight with Microsoft. We also have an interview with Dave Campbell, who runs the WinApp site, the cream of the crop of Silverlight information every day. We talk to these people, we've captured those interviews, and we're going to roll them out over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Great. Thanks, Eric. That's all we have time for this week. Eric and I work for Silver Bay Labs, the company Eric founded. If you want to know more about what we do, see silverbaylabs.org. The music for today's show is used with permission and is from generalfuzz.net and teamyacht.com. Thanks for listening to the Sparkling Client podcast.